The Grumbling Griffins Traveling Children's Theater has a special event coming up. It's called Trickster Raven, and it's going to be held Monday, November 23rd at 2:30 at the Hollenbeck Room at Gear Village, and there is no admission. And once again, it's a pleasure to welcome Leslie Elias to our radio station. Leslie, nice to speak to you again. First of all, happy Thanksgiving and the best of the season to you.
And the same to you, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Trickster Raven. It's Freeze the Sun. Talk a little bit about what this tale is going to entail.
Okay, well, first of all, there will be two trickster tales. How Raven, Freeze the Sun, which is a Northwest Coast tale involving several shared by the Kwakiutl, the Tlingit, and the Haida Indians, and I'll get into that. And the second one is a Fox Indian's tale called How Skunk Discovered Her Magical Powers. So there'll be two trickster. Last year we performed our third trickster tale, which is How Coyote Brought Fire to the People, and that's a Plains Indian. And now we return to Gear for our intergenerational show, in which it involves both young children and elders all in one. And we have a cast of adults and children performing along with us. We have eight children from Cornwall Consolidated and a high school girl from Goshen, Connecticut, who attends Wamogo Regional High School, who's going to play a major role in it. And they were all worked with me at Grumbling Griffins Theater Camp. Every year they come from all over the towns and they perform with me in a summer camp. Then they also do after school, and now this is a chance for them to go out and tour with the Griffins. So the first tale, How Raven Brought the Sun to the People, is the story of a very, very greedy old man, a mythical man, who steals the lights from the people, and they made their living by fishing, being on the Northwest Coast. And without light, they're in darkness, and they're near to starving. And the old man takes the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he locks them up inside of three bags that he will never open for anyone. And so the world is plunged into darkness, and nobody can see to fish, to live, and they're experiencing famine. And they call for Trickster Raven, who is both, there's always a polarity there in which he's both a hero, he's Raven who sets things right, he's also one that they don't totally understand, so they call him a trickster. Trickster is a universal thing that happens, a character around the world in different stories. There are tricksters, and they never know whether to trust in them or not. They have a lot of power. And in this case, Trickster Raven helps the people by disguising himself as the old one's grandson. He magically, with the help of the audience, turns into a funny baby, a comical and adorable and also bothersome baby, and becomes the old one's grandson, and by that way gaining access to his treasures, which are the lights. And one at a time, he frees the stars, he frees the moon, but he can't undo the knot of the sun. And so he has to travel until he comes to the people who feed him fish. And because they feed him fish, even in their famine and only having one fish, he decides that he will live up to his part of the deal and frees the sun. And the show ends with, that particular tale ends with a beautiful Kwakiutl sun that Ellen Moon, our mask maker, made. That we have a dancer dancing with the sun, and the kids are dancing with sunbeams, and the animals are dancing, and the people are dancing. It's very joyous when the sun is released. And in the second one, it's how Mama Skunk stood up to the Bully, which is a monster named Longclaw, who roams the forest and terrorizes all the animals, and she wants to protect her young. And the story is how she protects her young and stands up to the bully, basically outwits him and with her bravery, and she saves her children. But how she discovers it is by the power of the skunk to lift their tails and spray, and they spray off the monster, and all ends up happily. And that is how Skunk discovered their powers. That's a Fox Indian tale.
Now, I think what's interesting about this is I think when the kids work with you, they first of all, they learn these tales, and that's great. But I think it's also when you make it intergenerational, how the kids can then repass it along to the seniors that are in residence.
Exactly. It's so wonderful. I think it's, I don't know where this is being done, but I think, you know, the years of doing children's theater, filling the gap and going with the elders. In fact, my mother is visiting from Jerusalem, and she's been witnessing rehearsals upstairs with our adult troupe of actors. So she's gotten to know the rhythms and the chants. In fact, she made up a poem based on a trickster chant about chicken soup that is very funny. But basically, there's a lot of joy and love, and we get the elders upstanding and moving, and it's just terrific. And Ellen Moon, who's our mask and costume maker, her father is a resident at GEAR, her mother-in-law, and they look forward to the Gremlin Griffins coming, because not only are we adults coming in, but we're bringing the children with us. There's an early dismissal at Cornwall Consolidated at 1 o'clock on Monday, November 23rd. So these 6 to 8 kids will come up, and they'll play baby skunks. They'll play coyotes, wolves, whales, humans. And it's just it's a great experience for all.
So once again, this is at a GEAR Village. And it's coming up on November 23rd at 2:30 in the Hollenbeck Room. That's right when you come in the main entrance of GEAR Village. Hollenbeck Room is upstairs right in front of you. You can either go up the stairs or just go to the right a little bit, find the elevator, and take the elevator to the second floor. The Gremlin Griffins presenting Trickster Raven, a Northwest Coast Indian tale, and how Mama Skunk discovers her magical power, which is a Fox Indian tale. And it's absolutely free, and you're invited to head up there. Now, of course, if people want more information, they can get this at your website at grumblinggriffins.org, but they could also contact a good friend of ours, which is Scott DeBell at GEAR Village at 860-824-2637. But the only information you need to know is that it's going to be Monday, November 23rd at 2:30. It's free, and you should head out there. Do the kids really enjoy going up and doing this as much, I think, as the residents enjoy seeing it?
Well, I will say that they adore it, and Martine Boughton, her name, she is the high school teenager. She's an A-plus student, and she is choosing to take off half a day from high school to do this, and then we're going to be doing it at Cornwall Consolidated on December 11th on Friday at 1:45, which everybody, the public, is also invited. And she said, I learn doing this every time. I mean, what better way to learn than, first of all, learning about the folk tales, learning about the gap, closing the gap between the elders and the young ones, helping a theater company, and she's an integral part, and we're proud to have her and the other children.
Well, once again, it's the Gremlin Griffins Traveling Children's Theater out of Cornwall, Connecticut. And, of course, now, how long have you been around, Leslie?
We're celebrating our 35th year. We started in 1980, and we're nonprofit. And we plan to have sometime this year a wonderful fundraiser for the theater in which we would perform from different shows and have children and adults and wonderful talent and have people understand that we go out, we go to inner city schools, we go all over providing hands-on participatory theater with music and movement and combating the whole age of passivity with computers and everything, giving kids empowerment so that they can become active citizens on the planet.
All right. Once again, more information on the Gremlin Griffins at grumblinggriffins.org. Leslie, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.